Welcome, welcome, welcome to the 6 Hours Radio Network. How's everyone?
Hello, hello, hello. How you doing?
Doing good, doing good, doing good. Welcome everybody to the 6 Hours Radio Network. Kicking in with 6 Eyes, ATL, Pride and Joy, Nicole, Nicole, Pride and Joy, and the rest of the gang. Everyone, we're going to have a great show. And happy holidays from the 6 Hours Radio Network. So, how was everybody's day?
I'm good. I'm awesome.
Okay. All right. All right. Cool, 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 cool. So, we
well,
are all
here. That's good to hear. Pride and Joy. Yeah.
Huh?
That's good to hear. That's good to hear that you've had having an awesome day. My day has been most interesting, but I'm glad to be here, and I hope that tonight we'll have others joining in as we always do, and looking forward to our topics and all the good things we do each week.
Mm-hmm. And where is ATL? Where is ATL? Where you at, ATL? Because if you don't show up, yeah, if you don't show up, I'll have Ray J fill in for it. So it's up to you.
Ray J.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Where?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. I mean, it's Christmas, you know, Raycon Global, you know all that.
And I've been hearing that on the show, like, all day today. So I just really can't take no more Ray J today.
Well, you know, I mean, hey. You know, so that's how it is. So once again, this is 6 Hours Radio Network. Phone lines are open, 424-243-9617, 424-243-9617. Number, man.
424-243.
What's the rest?
9617.
Yep, that's it. That's it. Thank you, Chad. Thank you. That's Chad, everybody.
Really?
Hi.
Hi, Chad. How you doing?
Hi.
What did you do today, Chad?
Huh?
What did you do today?
Cartoon.
Did you go out and get
Studio.
Any? Okay, did you get any presents for anyone?
No, not yet.
Oh, okay.
Well,
you're going late, right?
Yeah. Shopping. $28.
Martin, man,
yeah.
You're going to go out to all the sales come out, huh?
Yeah. Got big money, $28. Gonna go shopping and get presents. Yeah.
I love it. Okay.
Yeah.
So did you look at any Christmas stories or any Christmas cartoons?
Not yet. Tomorrow.
Well, they got a new Charlie Brown Christmas coming out, so make sure you look at it.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Yeah, okay.
Wow. Wow.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, he's excited. He's excited, you know.
He sounds excited.
Yeah, that's Chad. So once again, this is 6 Hours Radio Network for a December 17th, 2022.
Yes.
So we're going to have a great show. One moment, please.
Hey, baby, I will be there shortly. Hope you are dressed. Hope the food is ready. Can't wait. Love you. Really? Was it worth it? Now he'll never make dinner, never again. And several people won't make it home. Texting. It can wait. No texting while driving. Brought to you by 6 Eyes Radio.
Oh.
What, baby? like I'm down, just like I'm drowning in your ocean. Let it rain for you and me. Oh, girl, let me be your number one. Time to be real. You're killing those hills. Lose your crown, then leave them all.
We want to go ahead and mention a number just in case anybody is out there yet. It's 424-243-9617, and don't forget to push your 1. It's 6i Radio Network, AJ and Squad, and definitely the Queen's Court. Hope each and every one of you out there are having a wonderful, blessed day.
Yes, we did.
That's awesome. How your day going, Mr. Six?
Better day, sister. But I'm glad that he's here tonight.
Well, that's great. That's great. That's great.
up a little bit. Yeah, that's nice. Just a little more. Just a little more. I go my way, you go yours. You taste real life, I taste pure. Sweet at first, but after a while, too much sugar, they say it's bad for your smile. And I wear a frown now, cause I miss real. I miss a warm house and home-cooked meals. And you miss junk food, that's why we work. You bring cooked food, and I bring dessert. And meet up at the place that we always do. The one swimming through my mind, that was always you. Our time together has inspired a song or two, or three, or four, or more, me or more. I'm sure either you're the one, or I'm caught in the matrix. Staying up for hours while we talk and get wasted. Not from weed smoke or this cheap wine. Drunk off love, we both feel deep down. But too scared to say, cause we know how this ends. Thinking maybe we be better off friends with benefits. For the moment, this adrenaline got me feeling like a kid again. Butterflies like MJ had to fit it in my schedule. Check the bezel, gotta skate by six. Damn, how'd it get so late so quick? The sun rising. Until the next time, I love diving in your mind and coming out with every diamond I can find. No sleep.
I think this is why I always have an affinity to my peers, because I know the truth.
Mm-hmm.
I know what it takes, and all it takes is for you to believe in yourself. And that sounds so damn cheesy, because we hear that all of our lives. But seriously, life is a fucking fairy tale. That really is all that it is. We don't know what's going on.
Uh-huh.
Ain't nobody got the answer, so ride that shit till the wheels fall off.
Do it when I come my way. faded.
Nothing's that bad. It feels good. So you come back like I knew you would. And we're both wild and the night's young. It's your mind drum. Bring you into my face, love. Down to that bass drum. I got what you dream about. Nails scratching my backpack. Eyes closed when you scream out and you keep me in with those hips. While my teeth sinking those lips. While your body's giving me life. And you suffocating my kiss. And you said I want you forever. Even when we're not together. Stars on my body so I can take you wherever life. I want you forever. Even when we're not together. Stars on my body I can look at you and never get.
Am I out of my head? Can I say it's complicated? Don't matter what you say, don't matter what you do. I only wanna do bad things to you. So good that you can't explain it. Can I say it's complicated?
Hey, I can't explain it. I love the pain. And I love the way that your breath knocks me like Novocaine. And we are always tired. Keep it strange. Okay, yeah, I'm insane. But you the same, let me paint the picture. Couch by the kitchen, ayy, nothing but your heels on. Losing our religion, you're my pretty little victim. And I'm that voice inside your head that keeps telling you to listen to all the bad things I say and you said. I want you forever, ayy, when we're not together. Scars on my body so I can take you wherever life. I want you forever, even when we're not together. Scars on my body, I can look at you and never.
Can I say it's complicated? Don't matter what you say, don't matter what you do. I only wanna do bad things to you. So good that you can't explain it. Can I say it's complicated? The way we laugh is so unique. And when we touch, I'm shivering. And no one has to get it, just you and me.
Right.
Cause we're just sitting between the sheets.
I want you forever, even when we're not together. Yeah, scars on my body so I can take you wherever life.
I want you forever, even when we're not together.
Scars on my body, I can look at you and never end.
Simple, it's hard to tell who's wrong or right. When it's dark with the way I barely see the light. Should I stick it out? Are you worth this fight? Are we worth this fight? I ain't no quitter, babe. And I've been down to all these years. I thought you'd diss me, baby. I was there when no one wanted to stay with you, baby. If I make it through hell and I come out alive, I got nothing to fear. No more crying and trying to bring back the loving when nothing is here. Let me be clear, I wasn't perfect, but this shit ain't worth it. I'm done with the mess, I confess under stress, and I know I'ma look back and call it a blessing.
I ain't gon' quit a pace, and I've been damned if all these years of that shit did me, baby. I was there when no one wanted to stay with you, baby.
You're listening to the Six Eyes Radio Network.
All right, all right, all right. And we are back. We are back. We are back. Once again, happy holidays from the Six Eyes Radio Network. Phone lines are open at 424-243-9617. Hello to the team of the Six Eyes Radio Network. Everybody still with me? Y'all going to sleep? What's up?
I'm still here. I'm still here.
All right, everybody still here. Wolfgang, you here?
Yes, indeed.
Everybody here?
I'm not certain if Mr. Wolfgang is here, but I know he'd want to be.
Okay.
For the scammer alert.
Okay, well, I'll try to reach him, but
okay.
we're going to have a couple of Christmas songs, and then
okay.
We are going to, I guess, get into our entertainment news.
Okay.
So,
awesome.
All right.
All right.
Once again, thanks to Tina.
And thank you, too, sir.
All right. All right, Chad. All right, Chad.
Uh-oh.
Go ahead, Chad.
Oh, Lord.
I don't know what kind of dance this is, but it's a
are
lot of...
Are you dancing? Chad, are you
Chad
dancing?
Chad is. You know, I don't dance.
Yeah, why don't you dance? Why don't you do some dancing, too? Why don't you do some steps?
Nah.
Just some fruit steps. Just give us a fruit step. Just a fruit step. That's it. You ain't got to do too much. Just a fruit
go
step.
Go ahead, Chad.
I know you can do it. I know you got it. Didn't you?
Go ahead, Chad.
Well, Chad going to have to teach you how to dance.
All right, Chad. You got to clap on beat now. You got to clap. That's the beat.
Let's do talk about clap on beat.
Chad got a whole $28 Christmas money in his pocket. It's hard to keep that balance.
right. He can't make it. He probably make sure it'll fall out his pocket.
Nickels and dimes and quarters.
Right. He got his piggy bank in his pocket.
Yep.
Right, Chad is boogieing.
Oh yeah, happy holidays.
So we want to thank who's running the board. Appreciate. Right. LeVar, what are you doing?
LeVar, are you dancing?
Yeah, you know who that's singing?
The Temptation.
Oh, wow, wow. She gonna take your Motown card. Does that sound like the Temptation?
No, that is not the Temptation.
Why has the open has an open air sound? Who the guy can be?
Let me help you out.
Merry Christmas.
That sounds familiar there? A little different.
Yes, a little different.
Thank you. Right after this.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Chad.
Before
right, now we are ready for our entertainment news with Pride and Joy. Good evening.
Good evening, good evening to each and every one of you. December the 17th, 2022, Six Eyes Radio, Queen Court, and AJ and the Squad. First, I'm going to start off with the NBA star player Chris Paul. Chris Paul graduated with his bachelor's degree just hours after beating the Los Angeles Clippers on Thursday night. Paul received his bachelor's degree in communication from Winston-Salem State University. Paul, the Sun Star point guard, made it from Los Angeles to North Carolina to be able to walk down that aisle and receive his award. It was a total of 5,000 people there, the students that was enrolling, that was also getting their degrees the same time. But it was awesome and amazing just to see him to come back home. He always come back home anyway, especially in the summertime, you know, and do his sports and stuff with the kids. So the ones in the community, the ones in Winston-Salem that, you know, want to play football. So it was awesome to see him to come back just for himself this time instead of always coming back, you know, to give back for the community or give back to the kids or whatever. It was good to see him to come back and for him to be able to get that degree. And that's awesome and amazing when you can do this with this degree, because you will see tonight that everybody can, you know, go to school at the same time and do other things, you know, because it has that mental that is out there. And that mental is affecting a lot of people and in different areas. So tonight we'll be seeing, you know, some people mental. So we need to always make sure that we check our mentals always each and every day, because it is beginning to get worse and worse. So we want to make sure we always begin to get our mental, and we will be giving out some numbers tonight. So, you know, if you find yourself in that, you'll be able to call that number or text that number, you know, to talk to someone. And they have people like 24 hours on the responding thing for the mental check. So we just want to thank Mr. Chris, you know, Chris Paul for coming back and always coming back and doing something great for the city. He ain't one of those ones that play and forget all about us or forget all about the ones that stayed near him, because his granddaddy stayed right down the street from me before he passed away, you know. So just we're always glad to see that happen. So that's what we have so far is Mr. Chris Paul coming back, NBA star, and coming back and getting his degree. Also, right after he played a game. So that's awesome and amazing to come back and do that too as well. Paul is 37 years old. He began at Wake Forest University, so he hasn't always been at Winston-Salem State. He was also at Wake Forest first before he went there. So we want to just say shout out to him. And so we're going to be talking about Tyler Perry. Tyler Perry opened up once he found out about Twitch. He opened up himself about his own health and mental illness that he have and that he have went through. You know, it was very disappointing and very heartbreaking when he found out about that he had died of suicide at the age of 40. Perry paid tribute to him on Instagram. He did a video, captured about his life, told him about, you know, how shocked he was to hear about it. And he also talked about his struggles that he had in his life when he was growing up. When he was growing up, you know, he was homeless. So he did a lot of things. He had a lot of abuse he had to take in his life. He had a lot of sexual abuse, too, as well. So it was kind of hard to move through with his life, but he got over it eventually. He took that, all that happened to him, that struggle that he took, and he took and changed it around, Mr. Tyler Perry. So he's talking, you know, out about it. He's letting you know where you can go get help at, which always, you know, the different numbers that we will be giving out tonight. And we just, again, want to say check your mental, check your mental, check your mental. And we ourselves forget to check our mental. Did you forget to check the mental, Six Eyes? What's your mental like, Six Eyes? I guess he's not here right now. Are you there, Nicole?
I am, sister. I'm here.
So can you give us tell us how your mental is going so far today?
My mental is at 8, and I'm so grateful because it has been, like I said earlier, an interesting day. But I'm just glad to be here. And yes, I'm not going to say feeling great, but feeling great and grateful. Amen.
Okay. Amen. That's good. So also what we're going to be going to next, we're going to be talking about the new COVID-19 tests that are going out. Yes, Mr. President Joe Biden has announced for the United States Postal Service will be sending out 4 free COVID-19 tests for every household. That's right, for every household, they're going to be sending out COVID tests and 4 for every household. Now, if you have more than 4 in there, I don't know what you do because they didn't say anything yet about it, but they just let you know that they are going to start sending out soon 4 for every household. So be looking for your 4 tests to come through the mail at any time. But they did say they're going to send them out. Next up, we're going to be talking about the NBA draft pick retired from basketball, citing anxiety. He calls that it is his darkest time of his life, and we're talking about Tyrell Terry. He came into the NBA at 2020 NBA draft pick of Dallas Mavericks, and he has announced his retirement from basketball, citing anxiety. Basketball caused him. He said that when he would wake up, he was real nauseous, and he found himself struggling a lot. He walked himself with a lot of breathing when he got up, and it became harder and harder to him. One thing that he did do, he did thank everybody that has been in his life. He thanked, the people that he's playing for the NBA, because, you know, everybody can't go to the NBA. So he thanked everybody that he had any encounter with, all the different teams and things and such like that. But he said he found himself in a real, real bad place, and he don't want to get there. So he no longer said that he fell out of love with the game. He fell out of love with the basketball game, and that he didn't feel like that was for him no more. And he know that a lot of people are going to feel like he's a failure and all this stuff, but he's just doing what's best for his mental, what's best for him right now. He said it's other things out here in the world that he can be doing. And, you know, he's going to find his success that he's looking for. He's going to take this and make it successful. He's going to get out there and talk to other people about his mentor and how sometimes you can be in love with something and fall out of in love with it. Because, you know, like you said, he's no longer in love with it. So if he's not in love with the game, I need him playing it, because you're not going to be an excellent player or excellent anything if you don't fall out of love with it. So we just want to say shout out to him and hope he goes somewhere and get it checked, like he said, his anxiety. So hope, you know, that he gets to go out and get the help that he needs. And that's entertainment forward. Go ahead.
Yeah. We wish him the best from the Six Eyes Radio Network. And everybody, you, myself, everyone listening, everybody around the world, the team of the Six Eyes Radio Network, everybody needs to check in with his and her mental.
Yes,
because
everybody needs
starts,
to check
it. It starts, and nobody's perfect. Nobody got all the answers. I know I
don't. Nope.
But
nope.
It starts when God breathes that breath into your lungs that first time, or every time you wake up.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, it's to you to decide how you're going to use those 14, 60 minutes.
Right.
Up to you. Be it good, be it bad, be it productive, non-productive, it's up to you. So just want to put that out there. And also, once again, everybody on the phone line, hello. Wolfgang, I don't know if you're here on the line with us. If you are, press the 1. If you got your scammer alert. Nicole, are you ready with our local news? Local national news? What's going on in the world? Because I don't know.
All right. Well, let us find out together. Want to tune in here to NPR.org on this, let's say now, good morning to the Eastern Seaboard. It is now 12:21 a.m. and 9:21 p.m. here on the West Coast. Here we are, NPR Radio for December 17th, 2022.
Here's our local and national news with the call on NPR.
This week's triple-demic continues to cause problems for hospitals across the country. It involves increasing cases of 3 viruses, the flu, RSV, and COVID-19. In Fresno, California, officials say the healthcare system there is overwhelmed At the city's Community Regional Medical Center, Dr. Hagop Afarian says cases are spiking, so patients should only use the emergency room as a last resort.
If you're having cough, congestion, runny nose, or even fever, we ask that you do your best to get plenty of rest, drink plenty of fluids, take over-the-counter medications to control your symptoms, and if that doesn't work, see your doctor or an urgent care first.
The hospital there is now seeing between 350 and 400 patients a day, which is well above normal numbers. A well-known Iranian actress, Tarani Alidousti, has been arrested as anti-government protests in that country continue into a fourth month. The semi-official Tasman news agency says she was detained for publishing what it called false and distorted content. The BBC's Sebastian Usher has more.
Tarani Alidousti caused a big stir a few weeks ago when she posted a photo of herself without a hijab and holding up the slogan of the protest movement, Woman, Life, Freedom. She was taking a big risk as she lives and works in Iran. More recently, she condemned the first execution connected to the current wave of demonstrations. Now, she's been arrested. She's by no means the only celebrity inside Iran to have spoken out. Other prominent figures in cinema, sport, art, and literature have made their support for the protest known, but she is one of the most high-profile to have been arrested.
Somalia tops the crisis hotspot list for 2023 on the annual survey put together by the International Rescue Committee. And half of the 20 nations on the watch list are in Africa. Kate Bartlett explains.
Years of drought and now severe food shortages due to the war in Ukraine have put Somalia at the top of the aid group's list. The Islamist insurgent ravaged country could also experience its sixth consecutive failed rainy season next, leaving crops threatened and the country on the brink of famine. Somalia was followed by neighboring Horn of Africa country Ethiopia as the second highest country of concern, with the International Rescue Committee noting that while a peace deal was signed to end the Tigray conflict in November, almost 29 million people remain in need of humanitarian aid. The Democratic Republic of Congo, South Sudan, and Burkina Faso were the other African countries at the top of the list. For NPR News, I'm Kate Bartlett in Johannesburg.
The celebrated California mountain lion known as P-22 has been euthanized. Fish and wildlife officials say the action was taken after veterinarians determined it had both chronic illnesses and a fractured skull, likely from being hit by a car. Photographer Steve Winter spent 18 months capturing the first photos of P-22, and those photos sparked a campaign to build a wildlife crossing over a Los Angeles area freeway. You're listening to NPR News. The holiday season is a crucial time for the U.S. retail industry, but Steve Beckner says consumer spending is looking sluggish as holiday shopping draws to a close in the coming weeks.
Typically, spending soars after Thanksgiving as consumers take advantage of discounts on Black Friday, then Cyber Monday. But so far, this season has been disappointing for retailers who rely on holiday sales to go into the black for the year. After a jump in October, retail sales dropped 0.6% in November. That was worse than expected, even though sales numbers were swelled by inflation, which increased prices at a 7.1% annual pace. Although unemployment remains low, inflation, rising interest rates, and recession fears have made people more budget conscious. A final surge this week could make December sales better, but not as strong as in years past. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
In college football Saturday, Deshaun Fenwick came off the bench for Oregon State and rushed for 107 yards as the Beavers beat Florida 30-3 in the Las Vegas Bowl. Quarterback Davius Richard scored in overtime to give North Carolina Central a 41-34 win over Jackson State. The loss spoiled Coach Deion Sanders' attempt at an undefeated season in his last year with the team. In other games, South Dakota State dominated Montana State 39-18 in the FCS semifinals. Louisville beat Cincinnati 34-7, and Fresno State beat Washington State by a score of 29-6. I'm Dale Willman, NPR News.
All right, and there we have it, our basic summary here from NPR.org for December 17th, 2022 on the West Coast, December 18th on the East.
Okay, next we're going to be going over to Sharon Osbourne. Sharon Osbourne was transported to the hospital, and they were saying she had to have, it was an emergency call, so she had to have some kind of emergency procedure that's going on. So right now she's still at the hospital suffering, but they haven't came out exactly with what it is. They're just saying that it was an emergency surgery that she has to have at the hospital. Again, she's still over there. Next up, I want to talk about the cops using Lil Wayne's song, A Million, because they had a million-dollar drug bust. So they even got it on TikTok. So you guys might have seen it on TikTok where they're using his song, A Million. And so get that. Next up, we're going to be going over to our entertainment, and we're going to be talking about the best birthday she ever had, and this is Jane Fonda. She's saying that this is the best birthday she's ever had, says that her cancer is in remission just 3 months after being diagnosed with, saying that she had cancer. She's saying that she's going through, you know, chemotherapy right now, treatment. She's an Oscar-winning actress and an activist who turns 85 next week, sharing her health update with her fans, you know, on Thursday. People was giving her her best wishes for her birthday. So she said right now she's just doing a chemotherapy, getting herself back together, doing a lot of praying. And she got a lot of best wishes for her birthday. Her most recent treatment, she said, was really, really rough. She said it took 2 weeks of it, but she said she accomplished it after all. But she said, well, right now, that's her best birthday wish that she had.
That's awesome.
That's awesome. That is awesome. So she said next, she got something coming up next, that she's going to be working in Washington, and she's going to be on a Netflix TV series that's going to be called Grace. So y'all check that out. We're looking for her to come up in on Netflix TV series, if you have Netflix, that she's going to be, and it's called Grace. And it's going to barely be, she's going to be a teacher. She's going to be talking about cancer and how cancer affected her and how now she's getting along with it right now.
He's saying please continue. Not sure what that was. Well, what can I tell you? Kicking it with Six Eyes.
Six Eyes Radio.
A chillin' style. Yes, in the squad. Oh, no. Please, since I was like, listen to everything you were saying, I was like, hey, what's that? Is that him? Sorry.
Yeah, we were trying to see what that was.
Oh, Lord.
And also, y'all, Mr. Nick Cannon, well, you know he's doing a Christmas special now that's on TV with the Wildin' Out crew that he deals with. They have, it's going to be really good. That's going to come on. It's like every day it's a different episode, and it has different people from the Wildin' Out shows that are going to be in these different sitcoms that are going to be coming on for the Christmas holiday. But Nick Cannon, he just had got out the hospital because he was in the hospital for pneumonia. Yes, he was, you know, showed that his video where he was just recently in the hospital for pneumonia. The great dad, and, you know, he said a great dad of 11 kids, but he really have 12 now. I don't know what he going to do with all them kids. Boy, that's a lot of kids.
That's giving him a busy schedule.
Really busy schedule. Really busy schedule. And in Kentucky, y'all, in Kentucky, they was having a Christmas parade, and they had to cancel the Christmas parade because they was having threats. Threats of the parade because they were saying free Emmett Till, accuser, arrested. They were saying free. They wanted to, yeah, so they had to cancel their Christmas parade.
Wow.
Cancellation, and they tweaked. They canceled tweet, FaceTime, everything down. So they didn't even get to have their parade that they have just because of that.
It's interesting times we live.
Yes, it's a lot going on. A lot going on in the world today. A lot going on.
Yeah. Wow. I had read something about, I didn't exactly know what had happened, but I think I've seen it come across the news feed, so thank you for bringing that out as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't know exactly what happened.
Right. That's what happened about it. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Did you see that update about Elon Musk reinstating suspended journalists after a backlash? Someone got suspended. I hadn't read it, but I didn't know whether you pulled it or not. There's an article.
I didn't pull it. So if you want to read it, yeah. Because I didn't pull
it. Well, it's not entertainment. it's just regular. Just, you know, like, it's so much going on. You know what I mean? Where it's just all over, like.
Right.
I'm like, well, my God.
It's crazy.
I actually think if we try to pull all the news showing the different things that, you know, it just, yeah, we wouldn't even get a chance to do anything else, really.
Right.
And, it's just like, my goodness. So, you know, and all this backlash, just, you know, backlashing. So,
let me see, because I think I want to pull
this tire away from your head.
Let me see if I can find that that Humankind that you had looked up. I had looked that up. That Humankind Ways that you had looked up for a work program.
Oh,
I had pulled that up.
Yes. And I would love to know if that everything went well. If anyone, you know, reached out to them, you know, one of the things we want to do is, you know, check in and make sure the good things that are presented are the good things that are being received to those who need it. So, yes.
Right.
Ways to work for the automobile, if you need to, you know, like get away to and from work, you know, you're able to take on a small loan, a very low to no interest loan at that, because it's based on a grant. After taking some educational courses, yes, Ways to Work is supposed to be able to help. And they're supposed to be having partnerships throughout, you know, the USA to help not only just, say, folks out here in California, but, you know, across the land. You know, so I'm hoping that is, you know, someone, if you're able to refer someone there, they take up that opportunity, but that they receive what they, you know, came to receive. That would be awesome.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, yes.
So
yeah,
I'm going to give out the two numbers
that
they have.
Yes.
One for the landlord number is the number that came up first, and that number is 434-845-5944, 434-845-5944. And they open from 8 to 5 o'clock. And here's the next number that they had, 804-461-3585. And we're talking about the Humankind Way. If anybody wanted to go check that out, anybody out there looking for ways to work, looking for a vehicle loan, where you can get a vehicle loan through these people, you have to go and talk to them. And we're going to be talking to them, so we're going to see if we can get them on the show. So we'll let you guys know if we have them on Friday's show,
which
is AJ and Scott. AJ and a squad. So we'll let you guys know next time we come on here. We have to call them. We had begun to start talking to them, so, you know, we'll be going back and forth with them and let them know when we'll be able to have them on the show. So we'll let you guys know when they come, so you guys can be aware of it and you can come over and, you know, hear everything they have to say and see if that's something that you want to get into, or you know somebody that needs how long, you know, to get back and forth at work. Because it is kind of hard for a lot of people. Mm-hmm.
Yes, indeed, sister. Yeah, I've referred many people out here in the West Coast, you know, Northern California to them.
Okay.
But, you know, just this whole part of the partnership and all moving into the the kindness organization, you know, I'm excited about that. So, yes, many, unfortunately, many have been struggling for quite some time about trying to make ends meet and paying out the higher interest loan for the vehicle, which, of course, you need to get to work to make the ends meet, has been something. And they have stepped up years ago to try to address that out here in California. But the cool thing is, and so I'm excited even further about hearing that it's coming. An interview is coming on Friday, you know, here on the Six Eyes Radio Network, where they, you know, and on a different show other than ours, which is with our good brothers and sisters there, AJ and the squad, and the Queen's Court. So, yes, excited. hoping that all works out. And if I can be there, I shall. But if not, I try to support through Rewind. So, and then, of course, promote the show for Friday lineup. So I'm excited. I have all kinds of resources, all kinds. We could do our own segment just on resources. But, you know, I just wanted to make certain, though, here, because this is, this is to all over the world. I mean, we could research just about anything. I think you would agree, sister.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if we knew what someone needed, we could do our best. Well, anyways, I wanted to try to bring things that are available, like, nationwide, you know, state to state. With that, you know, that's awesome. And way to go, ways to work for coming in for the interview. That's awesome. Are you going to have them both, sisters? Kindness, are they teaming up together? Because, you know, they are a collaborative. You're getting two folks coming in or one person speaking for both?
Well, we just started talking to them, so we was trying to see about the organization, see what it was, and, you know, how it worked out and all that, and then, you know, we was going to ask them for the interview. But they said from the beginning that they do come and speak. They do come out to different places to speak.
Yes, so great. Awesome.
So I just let
it'll work out
when it comes. Yeah.
Yeah, it will, definitely. And their mothers, you know, there are other types of programs. Another one that I think would be awesome to highlight is Habitat. Oh, well, they're called Restore now, but I believe they have different organizations. Yeah, Restore. But you see Habitat for Humanity. You may recognize them by that name. That is another resource.
Habitat
so here it is.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, did you want to say something?
Yeah, you said Habitat for Humanity. They used to be part of AmeriCorps. They used to be part of that's good.
So that's another organization that is nationwide, but spreading out with the Restore, which is kind of like not only coming to help folks who need to make the budget work and need repairs, but there's also that component where they have a store. So say, sister, in your affluence, you are remodeling your kitchen. You do this every couple years. So really your cabinetry and countertops aren't really touched much, you know. So they still look great. They're still recent. You just want to switch it up because you have the budget to do that. Well, you have someone come in and take all the cabinetry, old cabinetry out, and you want to put in the new, like you remodel. Mama. So you say, okay, I don't want to just throw these into the garbage, but how about I give them to Habitat for Humanity, to the Restore? So what this means to, say, someone like myself trying to maintain a budget, my cabinets are falling down. I have some money saved, but not, you know, at the level to, say, go off into a Lowe's or a Home Depot or somewhere and pick up new cabinetry. I hope you guys can hear me okay. So with that, so I'm able to, say, take my budget, go in, purchase the cabinets that you just taken down, you know, hypothetically speaking, and have donated. They've made them available for resale. However, I'm actually getting like a double blessing. I'm getting cabinets much higher end than my budget could afford whatsoever, and I'm getting I'm helping others because what they do with those funds is continue their work for Habitat for Humanity. And then I also, triple blessing really, which is also always awesome, I'm saving, you know, like I'm not going over my budget. I'm able to maintain my budget mm-hmm. and still solve my issues here, you know, like in my residence. So, yeah, we could do a whole segment. I hope I'm not overstepping my boundaries by saying that, Six, but, I mean, you know, that's something you want to do. We could do a segment on you know, things that folks may need right now, especially trying to make that budget go mm-hmm. work even harder yeah. than they've been doing.
Well, it's getting real rough, and like I said, everyone is one paycheck away. You know that you, all of us,
right.
the way the economy is, you have to have something saved up, something. It doesn't
mm-hmm.
matter what it is,
mm-hmm.
if it's $5, $10, $20, whatever it is, put it up because it all adds up.
Right.
You know, it all adds up. I mean, because here's the thing. When our parents grew up, they grew up and they worked hard, so they passed down good work ethic, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they survived, you know, and we continue the teachings that they taught us. But during our time of our parents, they didn't teach financial literacy. You know, they didn't teach that. You know, they said, get a good job, hold on to it. That was their way. You know, and it wasn't bad.
Right.
It wasn't bad. But at now, it has to be a little bit more saving and not so much spending. And
mm-hmm.
do you really need that sweater? No, you don't need that sweater. You might want it, but you don't need it. You know, how many pair of shoes can you wear?
Right.
You know, so it's like you have to decide. And we all can do better in saving money. We all can, you know.
Yeah.
Because my biggest thing is I love fast food. And if you total up fast food, and I'm gonna tell you, and I don't know if you guys love KFC. I don't know if you all love KFC, but if you go to KFC,
I had some this week.
So
KFC,
eight pieces of chicken. Okay, so that's what? 18, okay, 16 pieces of chicken,
mm-hmm.
A medium fry, and now you don't get the normal 2 liters of pop.
Mm-hmm.
KFC has
mm-hmm.
their own pop that looks like a jug. Like it's like a jug that you hold. It's like a
what they put their tea in.
Like a bag.
Yeah.
Little,
yeah. Yeah. I'm like, oh, what is this?
It is a pop. Mm-hmm.
I'm like, what is this? That's their pop. But they're able to do it because they have a partnership with Pepsi. So I'm looking
right.
for the normal Pepsi in the bottle with the twist top, you know. But this it's like a round. It's a pouch.
Yeah.
it's a
right.
big ass. So you remember Capri Sun? It's like that. It's a big ass Capri Sun.
Oh wow, Capri Sun, really?
That's almost what it's like. The only
oh,
difference
wow.
is it has a twist top. It has a twist top that you twist off.
Mm-hmm.
But 16 pieces of chicken. 16
that's
pieces
good,
of chicken.
That's a good analogy.
Yeah, two of those pops. Two of those pops in a medium fry was $51.
Yep. I mean, I didn't know what their new prices were, but they were getting out of hand before the pandemic, so I can only imagine what goes on over there now. I can
Everybody,
only imagine. Because,
yeah.
you know, I haven't gotten myself back to being able to go to no KFC. I'm still trying to, you know, just, you know, see if I can go see, you know, I don't know, like peanut butter and jelly in the kitchen or something. But I knew they were hot. Okay, do you guys remember? I don't know. Okay, I'm in California, so do you guys remember like before the pandemic, they used to have a thing called I think it was the $5 bowl, $5
meal.
And the one was
yeah.
like mashed potatoes, and they put corn on that joint, and they threw
yeah.
like chicken
and
crumbs
little
on top.
Chicken. Yeah.
Well, So, well, I know before the pandemic, I was like, let me go over that. Elijah and I call them the struggle bowl, okay, because basically it's just like mashed potatoes and corn. It's the big do bowl. Well, it was $5. Now, before the pandemic, they had started raising it. So I can only imagine what they want for that now. I don't know if you observed that or not, Six,
I hate those bowls. I don't like those bowls. I've never bought one of those bowls.
Struggle bowl. You can ask for my name. I made a mistake and did that one time at the drive-thru in, like, 2018. I was like, oh, man, I have a struggle bowl. And they were like, well, what? Yeah,
I don't.
That was an accident.
So yeah, so I like corn. I like popcorn. I like corn, but I don't like cream. That's too close to cream corn to me. I don't like cream corn.
Me neither.
So I wouldn't buy it. I wouldn't buy it.
Oh, me neither. Really does make you feel like it's cream corn because they do give you a thimbleful of gravy on top. Oh, I see your point.
That's one thing. That's one thing my mother made that I didn't like. And see, growing up, whatever my father wanted to eat, if he wanted salmon, it would be pink beauty salmon out on the counter, that can of corn, which I dreaded because I know she was going to make cream corn. I knew it. And when she went for that flour, I'm like, man, if I could have threw that flour out, I would
have. She love you. She'd have towed you up and you threw that flour out.
Right.
But she sat up there. The salmon croquettes are good. You know, that's frying up good. I truly like to eat mine uncooked. But, you know.
Okay.
So, it tastes better than me like that. But when she go for that, when she went
he
for that
said
flour.
It tastes better than yours.
No. It tastes better that way. It tastes better that way.
He might have told me like that. Well, who's to say? We'll get to the PSA later. We'll see what happens.
Yeah. But, so when you pour the when she's making that cream corn, it's cool. You know, because I'll eat some regular corn. But when she go in there and get that cup flour, I'm like, it's all over. She's about to make that cream corn. And this is where my brother and sister had the bread bag saved, and we would put the cream corn inside of the bag, and they would we would throw it. I'm not athletic, so they would be the ones throwing it on top of the roof of my neighbor's garage. And we're good for winter. When winter is there, we're good. But when the snow melts and the rains and the wind blows, those bags fall right down on the side of the garage, and they said, hey, I don't think your kids are eating their vegetables. I got bags of corn that they're not eating. So we got in trouble for that.
Yep, rightly so. And don't be blaming Brother Six and Sister Six. You know you was out there hiking them bags over the side.
without success, I'm not athletic. So if a couple of mine landed on there, we're doing good. But so that's one childhood memory, that cream corn.
Yeah, I don't care.
So
Elijah has never had cream corn. I've never made it for him ever.
So what's some meals y'all do?
I never had cream corn either.
Well, you're not missing nothing.
I wasn't much, but I don't want to get shot. Some people
what's the meal that your people made that you didn't like?
Sister, you want to go first? I mean,
no, you can go ahead because I'm trying to think. Is it a meal that I didn't like? I'm trying to think.
Okay, sister, so don't worry.
I know I had
to
eat something.
I'm triggered. black-eyed peas, succotash, cauliflower, chitterlings. Okay, at New Year's, one good shot. Don't nobody call in, press the one to lay me out. I understand everybody's tastes are different. Judgment here on the Six Eyes Radio Network, but you know I was asking a direct question. Let's see now. Hold on. Oh, since we're in the holiday time, fruitcake. No, thank you.
Oh, yeah. Fruitcakes is all. Ugh.
My grandfather love. And how about everybody coming to your house for the dinner, and they bring a gift because we practice hospitality. Okay. How about we at the end of the day we had about 6 tins of fruitcake, and how many tins of cookies? Remember the cookie? And
oh
one
my
was
God,
like a
no.
You guys remember this? Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't stand no cookies. I tried to eat
some cookies that big in the can.
I don't like them. I hate those cookies.
You get them right now. They got all the different colors.
Let's think about candy. The candy that you don't like around Christmas time.
The candy I don't like around Christmas time. My mother used to eat this candy. It used to be like flat candy with the different stripes on it. I can't.
Ain't they kind of like pig something? Log something?
It's still hollow.
I don't know, but I didn't like that candy. I don't like candy corn. I hate candy corn.
Ew.
But you know what? Candy corn is so horrible, it could have lasted to December. So you might have caught
right.
some candy corn.
Right.
Some people looking for that. No offense.
I wonder if, because you know how they have like the different colors, like for the themes. So I wonder if there's some little green, white, red, little candy cane colors. Not that candy cane, but candy corn colors.
Ew.
Let me look it up. I know. No, thank you. All right, let me look it up, okay? Hold on. Guys keep going. I can't find
anybody
my head.
Else?
What about those candy canes? Did y'all love the candy canes for Christmas?
They're okay.
I mean, because you can get the ones that you have on a tree, but your parents used to get you that long stick. Yeah, I remember that long, hard stick.
The jumbo candy stick, yes.
I used to give mine away. I didn't want it. I gave mine away. I didn't want it.
You don't want to get lint or nothing on it. It's so big you can't eat it, and you're trying to wrap it up with that old thin plastic because you don't want to get lint on it. Yeah, I remember that.
I always gave mine away. If somebody can check the phone line, see if we got anybody with us, appreciate you. You're joining the 6 Eyes Radio Network. Once again, phone lines are open, 424.
Hello to anybody out there.
Yes. Wolfgang, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right, brother. How you doing? Are you running the board?
No.
Okay, that must be Nikhil. Thank you.
Alrighty.
Okay, I looked at it right. Yes, they do. It's called reindeer corn Christmas candy. You can get a
reindeer
pound
corn.
For $15. Yes, that's what I said to you. Reindeer corn. Let's just keep it going. No, thank you. Oh, hey,
right,
that's 20% off. That's $15 is 20% off.
Yeah.
20%
so let's
more
what,
than that.
Yeah. Let's see what kind of food you didn't like growing up and what kind of candy do you not like?
Right.
Technically, the food that really got under my skin because my grandmother, she was part German.
Uh-huh.
She made sauerkraut like it was coming out your ear.
Ew.
Now, I love sauerkraut.
Ew.
Well, good. You could have all you want. She would
right.
make you tons
so
of it until it came out your ears, buddy.
No way.
I couldn't stand that stuff.
Woke. Okay.
Okay. And then as far as candy, one that I cannot eat because I'm allergic to it is things like candy canes and stuff that are made out of peppermint.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Wow.
And I cannot stand peanut brittle. I cannot stand peanut brittle and Chico Sticks.
Oh, I love peanut brittle.
I can't stand it.
Another one that's come out at the holiday time is peanut brittle. You catch it on Mother's Day as well. They say sauerkraut is good for us because it's full of probiotics.
What candy is that?
Sauerkraut is good for us to eat. I'd have to look that up. It's good for us because it has a natural source of a nutrient, but it also helps for digestive, your digestive tract. I was like, ooh, is there a way to get this in another kind of way?
Somebody's phone sounds like they're out in the middle of space with a bad radio connection. Sounds like they're on the moon. It's all staticky.
Oh, I don't know who that is. Hope it's not me. Tell me if it goes away.
Think you're still there?
I'll hear
you when
I put it on mute. Oh, okay.
What is
that?
It's
like
I got a fan
or
something.
Yeah, it's going. There,
mm-hmm.
It's still there.
I think it's our brother Lewis.
DJ. Can y'all hear me?
There he is. Hey, yes.
Yeah, what's the noise?
Oh, it's because I'm driving. Let me.
Oh, he's driving. Me. Oh, okay.
No talking to driving. Mm-hmm. Do I get to take a commercial?
Don't be like Julie.
Yeah. You know, poor Julie.
I know.
Oh, Lord.
Now, let me see. Did I miss? I think I missed the candy. Hold on. Hold on.
We got to ask Lewis too.
Yes, that would be awesome because I know he got to have something that he didn't care for too much coming up.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't think of a candy. I think I covered it with food. I can't think of a. I feel like I should be able to think of a candy.
All right,
but
it's
I
your
can't.
Boy DJ. Six Eyes Radio Network. What's up, Six Eyes? What's up, Friday Joy?
How you doing?
I'm doing it. It was an interesting day for me. Just traffic and fighting in restaurants, parking lots all over Atlanta, and the cops all over the place today. Very cold day, but a little sunshine just makes people feel a little bit more like an animal here in Atlanta.
Oh, wow.
Guys, radio family, y'all just do so much of a good thing to fill in for me, and I know I wasn't there tonight. I know my little theme music came on. Y'all probably having a hard time getting it off.
that was the extended version right there.
Tonight, but you know it's all good.
Yeah,
that song, good.
Yeah, that song went forever. I said, "All right, it's about to end."
No, the remix.
Yeah.
But hey, the good thing is they just have a remix, so you hear the violins come on, and that lets you know it's coming to an end. Yeah.
And your boy Chad said hello, too. Chad said, what's up?
Well, I'm going to let y'all get back to the show, man. You know, there's a lot going on here. Y'all talking about candy and a whole bunch of other things.
Yeah, so before you go.
And food for the holidays, man.
We want to know.
Hold on. Hold on
before
you go.
By the way, I just want everybody to know out there on the 6 hours real next week is Christmas theme, so y'all be hearing a lot of Christmas music. We got a new one that I was going to debut tonight. I'm not going to be able to debut it tonight. It's going to be Johnny Gill's got a new Christmas song that everyone is talking about.
Okay.
I also have one by Chris Reed, too.
Did you hear
you
R. Kelly thing that he have a Christmas thing? He has a Christmas song, too.
Well, we're going to get into some conversation about R. Kelly because this – there is a question. Next week, we'll be talking about R. Kelly and his album because he came out and said that's not him. That was not – he didn't approve this album. So we're trying to – I think right now there's a lot of investigation.
I was wondering how that music came out here.
Who put this album out? And the record company did not claim that they put it out. So we're trying to figure out how is this record ever being put out and put in – and it's – I mean, it's songs from the past and it's remixed. But who had permission to put this out? So we're going to dig deep in that next week. But I'm going to go ahead and pass the ball back to you guys, man. Y'all finish up our show. We'll get into that next week.
Before you go, brother, I think Six had a question for you.
Oh, yeah, what's up, Six?
You can hear me. Can you hear me? Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, Six.
Yes.
Okay. So the question was, when you were growing up, what food did your mother make that you didn't like, and what was your favorite candy, Christmas candy?
I'm going to tell you what, and y'all going to find this odd to me. One of the most things I didn't like my mom make is she used to make this onion gravy. And it was like mushroom gravy with onions in it. So I couldn't stand it. I mean, my brothers and all of them, they liked it. I couldn't stand it. It's just nasty.
Well, guess what, Lewis?
I'm just glad I don't have to try it, but I do miss those days. But the other
We got Mama ATL on the line with us. Good evening, ma'am. How are you?
Mama, I don't want to talk about dumb mushroom soup.
That's crazy.
I'm going to tell you one thing I love about my grandma cook. I mean, my mom cooked. My mom cooked very well, and my grandma did cook stuff. It's collard greens. They used to do some, and they did a different way. They fried the collard greens and boiled them, and it had a very ginger taste that was very nice. That a lot of people ask me, "Hey, fried greens? How you fry collard greens?" And actually, they do. They will boil
never
them
heard
and
of
then they
fried collard
boil
greens.
Them. Yeah, fried collard
never
greens.
Yeah, I've never heard of it. I never heard of that either.
That sounds like something that would be good.
Mm-hmm.
Like a sauteed, like you sauteed it.
Yeah.
Well,
they put
ham hocks in them, and that would be, it had ham hocks and ham, and what they do, they boil them for a while, and they put them in, and they put them in fried pan. I just give you grease, and they put some butter in. Little oil and boom. And I mean, you don't let them burn all the way down, but you let them cook them down for a while. And then, I mean, it just tastes good. It has a dry taste, but it's very good. It's very good. I mean, I wish I could let y'all all try a dish because it was one of my favorites from my mom. All that North Carolina style. It's a North Carolina style collard greens, how they prepare it in North Carolina.
Since we're speaking of collard greens, I hope that next week you're going to play It's Christmas Time in Harlem's Queens when Mama's cooking chicken and the collard greens, because that's what came to my mind when you said collard greens. I hope that's one of the Christmas songs you play next week.
I might have to pull that one up, man. I'm definitely going to pull that one up for real.
You need to make sure you pull out Beyonce Cuff It. Make sure you have that.
Beyonce song.
It's called Cuff It. Like cuff with the handcuffs, like you cuffing somebody.
Cuff It? Really?
Yeah, okay. Beyonce. Okay. You ain't heard it yet?
No, let's hear that.
We want to hear it because you said it's good. We'll hear it.
Y'all want to hear Cuffin'?
Yes, I think Sister does. But while you get that, can we talk about collard greens for one more second? How many among us had 10 bundles of collard greens? You put them in the pot. You come back in there, and you barely got a cup full of greens going because they done cooked down to almost nothing. Anybody else have experienced that? You could barely get the lid on the pot. All the greens you'll put in there. Come back in and they don't shrivel down. But they say though all the nutrient is in the juice that it makes.
The pot liquor.
But I wanted some greens though. Yeah, I didn't know if anybody else had experienced that. So, you know, since we're y'all let me rant for a minute.
Yeah. And what you don't want to do, and take this from an episode of one of my favorite shows, The Sanford and Son. You don't want to eat 8-day-old collard greens. 8-day-old collard greens won't agree with Superman. So remember that.
Okay. Noted.
Yeah.
8 days old.
Yeah.
Okay.
He ate some 8-day-old collard greens, and then his stomach was all messed up.
Oh, I don't think I heard. I rediscovered that episode. That's pretty interesting.
Yeah, that's.
You know how Stanford is always got an educational twist on it.
Yeah, I love that show.
Yeah, I know it. Yeah. We all know it. Yeah.
I feel like falling in love. I'm in the mood to fuck something up. Better fuck in something. I need to drink in my cup. Hey, I'm in the mood to fuck something up. I wanna go missing. I need a prescription. I wanna go higher. Can I sit on top of you? I wanna go where nobody's been. Where nobody's been.
Whoa! That's Beyonce?
I heard it. Look, she got another one. Look, check this out. She just got this one right here. It's called Cup It Up, but they say it's weather, baby. Uh-oh. I ain't messing with you, Beyonce.
Wow. I know it's wild at the Carter's house.
Did you like it?
Yeah, it's wild at the Carter's house right now. I hope Blue Ivy is sleeping right now.
She said that she may go see stars, so she may go see. She went in on that one. She did that one. I don't know if I want to hear the weather one.
Yeah, we gotta do the gospel show tomorrow. Tomorrow at 12 Central, 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. It's Praise God Without Leaving the House. How We All Was Created. Join us for the Six Eyes Gospel Show. Once again, that's 12 Central, 1 p.m. Eastern, and 10 a.m. Pacific. The best in gospel, the Six Eyes Gospel Show. Get your praise on without leaving the house. It is blustery cold here in Ohio. So if you are on the roads, please be careful. It's icy conditions. So please be careful. We're due some snow here soon.
Mm.
So stay tuned for that. Be careful. And if you have elderly people, please make sure you check on them to make sure that they're good. If you are using space heaters for your homes, please make sure there's no drapes, covers, or spreads draped over them. And make sure it's in the center of the floor, not around anything. Make sure there's no cans, nothing around that can ignite. Also, if you can, they have the newer models where if one was to tip over, it would shut off. So if you can get that one. Otherwise, if you have the one we grew up with, just make sure it's in the middle of the floor, not around anything. Don't have anything draped over it. Also, don't use any other type of heating device to heat up your home. No kerosene, no propane, nothing outside of a space heater. Okay?
Right. No.
And, and the most important thing, if you have gas stove, do not have the stove open to heat your house. You can't do that if you have a gas stove. And they don't even recommend it for the ones that have electrical stoves. But just if you can stay away from the stoves, period, to heat your house. If you're not baking cookies or cakes, don't have your stove on to heat your home, because they definitely don't recommend that if you have gas. Also, your furnace. Make sure your furnace is properly checked by a technician. Your neighbor. If you want to save some money, look, all you got to do, if they say that, run. Look, all you got to do, but where's your shop back at? All you got to do, when you hear that, run.
Run. Run, Paris,
okay?
Run.
Because they might not know what they're doing. That's like me saying, hey, let me drive you out to the store. Don't do it. Okay.
So you don't
do it. So we want you to be cool here at the Six Eyes Radio Network. So once again, make sure you check on the elderly, make sure they're cool. Make sure you're using space heaters, not draped with curtains, spread sheets, blankets. Make sure it's in the center of the floor, no cans are around. Stay away from gas, electrical stoves to warm up your house, and don't use any other source of heat. And that's about it. Did I leave anything out, Wolfgang?
No, you covered most of everything that's necessary. And one and more important thing, don't put your hands on an operating heating unit because you could be seriously burned. And finally, Six, we're going to have to rate this show rated R with your cussing. You said that four-letter S word for the weather.
I didn't cuss. Sure.
Yes, he did. He said that four-letter S-word referring to the weather here in Ohio.
Yep, you said S-N-O-W.
See, and she even spelled it bad, bad, bad. We're going to have to rate this show R, man. Don't you know those are called flurries? Don't you call it that bad word on air?
Okay.
Give me Missionary Wolfgang, please. Forgive me.
Wow.
Oh, goodness. Well, I did. I know we're getting into get ready to hit our scammer report.
Oh.
But
well,
before we move on, what about the LeVar Spiegelman opportunity? And I just wondered, are there jackets? Are there any winter jackets going to be available in the LeVar Spiegelman line? Thanks.
That's later on down. It's hoped to have heavy jackets LeVar Spiegelman. But right now, we're doing the hoodies. You have the LeVar Spiegelman hoodies. You have the LeVar long sleeves. You have the LeVar t-shirts for the summer. And you have LeVar hats coming soon. So stay tuned.
Awesome.
Yeah. So let's get ready for Wolfgang Scammer Report. Beware. Scammer Report, beware, here on the Six Eyes Radio Network. Here's Ken Wolfgang with our spam report. Welcome, sir.
Welcome. And now I'm going to have participation from all of you by answering this question. Have you ever been, when you first got your phone, cell phone, landline, email, had your text messages, what have you, first it seemed like everything was calm, cool, and collected. But then later, all of a sudden, it seems to blow up with all of these advertisements and stuff, and you wondered where they came from.
Yeah, I've experienced.
You ever wonder where they all came from?
Well,
yeah. Let me tell you. I'm going to give you an illustration. Now, I'm going to use a well-known company that everybody knows. I'm not saying they do this on purpose. They may not. But I'm just going to use them since everybody knows this company. But other companies do this, okay, especially smaller companies, because they're trying to raise money that through this avenue. But we're going to use Sears and Roebuck as an example, okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
What? Say you're going into Sears and Roebuck. Or JCPenney. Uh-huh. And say you go into JCPenney, for example, and you guys want to buy your lady a nice mink coat, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you want to get it on JCPenney credit. Or you ladies want to go into Sears and Roebuck, get your hubby a nice tool kit. And it's going to cost her quite a bit, so you decide to get it on credit.
Mm-hmm.
And part of the process of getting the credit through the store is you have to fill out an application. Mm-hmm. And in the application, they ask for your name, your address, your phone number, and all kinds of other information, which is necessary.
Mm-hmm.
But what you don't know and what you haven't asked them is, what do they do with the information they collect? You're more worried about getting either that toolbox, or you ladies are worried about getting the toolbox, and the men are worried about getting that mink, more than you're worried about what they're doing with that information.
Uh-huh.
So all of a sudden you get the credit, you get what you're wanting to get,
mm-hmm.
but your information, especially your name, address, telephone number, email, cell phone number, whatever, is put on this big registry. And then the company sells this big registry of information they've gathered each month to second parties that are usually legitimate. Say, for example, a suit-making company. Or, let's say, Craftsman Tools.
Uh-huh.
And these companies, being legitimate companies, all of a sudden start sending you texts. They call you or send you emails or what have you about legitimate offers. However, here's where the scammer comes in. Some scammers will contact places like where you went and applied for that loan, to these stores, making themselves out to be legitimate companies, get and buy this information. And then they start contacting you via either email, phone call, text, what have you, and you start getting these weird offers or weird emails or whatever stating, oh, well, you have won $2 million, and if you send so much money, you can get this $2 million, or what have you. And you wonder where all this came. Well, it was because you went in simply to just apply to get this simple store loan for a product. Or say you go online and you apply online to get a certain product and they ask you for information. So what is one thing you can do? Now, next week I'm going to tell you some other things you can do to protect yourself. But this week I'm going to give you one point you can do to protect yourself. And it's simple. You can refuse any company that does not strictly say they don't sell information to third parties. You can refuse to do it. You could go to the store, pay cash money. Mm-hmm. But if they say, well, they sell your, if they openly say that, you could say on the application, you could put in big, bold print, do not sell my information to second parties. You could write that on the application. Because they are required by law to obey your wishes if you choose to go through the application process. But since online you have no choice but to fill out the application and there's no spot for you to do that, it's better to avoid websites where they do not say, well, we don't sell your information. Well, one nice thing about our blind ministry, when you fill out a form, which I've still got to get that on our website to let everybody know, but no. Any contact information you give us is only used so we can contact you back, for example, for a prayer request or what have you. But we do not sell your information to nobody. Anybody contacts us saying, hey, we want to buy information from people, we say, sorry, not interested. But that is what happens with some of these stores, especially the smaller little stores, not the big chains, but even some of the big chains, but mostly the smaller guys. They do that to get an extra income. But the scammers know it, and so what they do is they use that information to get your information. So, like I said, now next week I'm going to give you a few tips on how to protect yourself and fool these guys so that they actually get a wrong email address, for example, when you apply, maybe even a wrong phone number when they apply, so that you could apply but with safety. So that'll be our next week's episode.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Timely, essential information. Bless you, Missionary Wolfgang. Looking so much forward to next week and all those Saturdays to follow as you bring us this awesome information, because I did not know that they were doing that through the credit card application, the credit card request for credit process. I don't think I knew that exactly, and I'm certain I'm not the only one that'll be tuning in and finding out that good information. Bless you so much.
You're welcome.
Wow. You know, there could be a thing like this happening, too, with insurance. When you go to apply for your auto insurance or your renter's insurance or your homeowner's insurance, same idea. But I don't know, maybe that's something coming down the weeks to follow. We can cover that as well.
Well, like I said, any company. It could be any company. It could be a store. It could be insurance, whatever. That applies to any kind of company.
Okay.
That's what I was talking about. I just use Sears and Roebuck and Penny's as example, but it could be any kind of company. It could be an insurance company. It could be a travel agency. It could It could be anybody. The minute they start asking you for your contact information, what you need to know before you write it down, where does this information go? The question you need to ask them is, where does information go? What do you do with this information?
Mary Kim, just so you know, the post office, when you do a change of address, they also sell your information, and it's in the small print. So check the small print as well.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying, because usually in the application process of whatever document you're filling out, it will be in the small print. But if it's not, ask.
Yeah, this is great to know.
Okay, we have 90 seconds before the show ends, so if you want to go ahead and wrap it up, or if you plan to go into the bonus hour, go ahead and make our audience aware.
That's a beautiful point. I suppose Six would leave it on that, being DJ ATL Atlanta Styles is driving. I don't know. I think we're open either way, but I'm not certain.
Well, Ken, you could have done it. Everybody, for doing that,
you're not.
Y'all want to do the bonus hour? It's up to y'all.
Well, I'm just listening in at this point.
All right. Thank you, Mikhail. Wolfgang, everybody that listened, appreciate you all. So y'all make the call.
Well, we pretty much done did everything that we had to do.
Okay.
I think we covered everything, and we gave out all the free things. The only thing else I would like to say is for people that know people that have kids that are blind or visually impaired, I found a resource where they give out free toys because somebody had me to look it up. So I'll be giving that out at the BLB, but I'm giving it out right now for anybody that wants to know it. Yeah.
Okay. All right, go ahead with that
resource. And you heard me when I said they are giving out free for COVID tests to every household again. Joe Biden is doing that.
Okay,
so that's another thing.
Okay, thank you, President Biden. And while you look for that resource, I want to say a prayer for the world, mankind, my family, your family, my friends, your friends, praying for the sick and shut-in. And praying for Destiny. Keep Destiny's family in your prayers.
Yes.
Mama Tyler, my family, your family, my friends, your friends. Everybody, us all. Just keep everybody in prayer. Love you all. God bless.
God bless.
Love you all.
And I only had one other announcement that I wanted to make. This coming Wednesday, on the Wednesday night Bible study here at the Six Eyes Radio Network, 7 p.m. Eastern, is we're going to have a special message about the Bethlehem Star, which you'll find very interesting, and they even mentioned the December 25th date, and there's something very significant about it, but I won't say no more about it. You might want to just come and check it out.
Okay.
And I just thought about one more thing I want to say. At my BLB meeting this Tuesday, the president coming from the Texas School of the Blind. So if anybody want to come and you've got any questions you might want to ask them, you're free to come to the meeting. But it is going to be somebody from the BLB for the School of the Blind, and it's going to be the president. So that's, if you want to ask any questions, that would be the person to ask those questions that you might want to ask.
Okay. All right. Well, with that,
do you have the phone number where folks can tune in? Would you mind sharing?
My line, but I will be on my friend line. The number is, I don't, do they want me to give the number out?
Just wait.
Is it okay to give out the number? Or I can give it to Six, and Six can give it to you. That way it won't have to be on the air every weekend. Do it on the air. I can understand that.
Give it to everybody.
Okay.
Well, if there's nothing else, once again, Wolfgang, thank you. Pride and Joy, thank you. Mikhail, thank you. Nicole, thank you. Appreciate you all. Team of the Six Eyes Radio Network. Everybody have a blessed night. You just enjoyed the show. Good night. God bless.
Thank you.
Tomorrow,
thank
you're welcome. Thank you. Tomorrow, Gospel Show, 12 Central, 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific, the Six Eyes Gospel Show. Get your praise on without leaving the house. So good night from the Six Eyes Radio Network, and happy holidays.
Happy holidays to everyone.
Chad?
Bye.
And speaking of sleep, it's time for you to go to bed, Chad.
Good night, Chad. Good morning and good night.
All right. Good night, y'all. God bless.
Good night.
Night, ATL. Appreciate you, brother. All right. Good night.